From Egypt to the Promised Land by Charles Faupel. Introduction: A People on a Journey. This is a book about God's people on a journey that He has set out for them from the foundations of the world. I didn't know that it was going to be a book about this journey when I first sat down to write. In fact, I didn't even know that it was going to be a book at all. All that I knew at the time that I first began to write is that I had been going through a wilderness period for many years. I was prompted to write about that wilderness as I saw much that I could identify with spiritually in the wilderness wanderings of the Old Testament Israelites. This turned out to be an incredibly profitable experience for me, as God revealed even more spiritual truths in the experience of these ancient wanderers as I wrote. As I was bringing the writing of that experience to a close, I knew that there was more, about going into the Promised Land. I tried to write about it, but I could not. Words were put on paper, but there was no anointing or inspiration. I sensed the Lord telling me that it was not time yet. I took that to mean that I could not write about the Promised Land experience until I was fully positioned in the Promised Land myself. And I believed that meant that I would have arrived, that I would have learned to be victorious over all of the enemies that assailed me, especially that enemy within, over which I could not seem to get the upper hand. So I laid down my writing for about a year. One day, as I was struggling over the cares of life that seemed to be having their way with me at the time, a small prompting within directed me to start writing about entering the Promised Land. I objected. I've not arrived there yet. How in the world can I write about it now? As far as I can tell, I haven't moved an inch from when I had to lay down the pen. The voice was not deterred. Start writing again. As I began to write, I realized that indeed I was right. I hadn't changed much in the intervening months, but I now understood that as I wrote, God was going to begin taking me through that which I was writing. How true this was! I have only begun to now walk in the realities of those truths that lay hidden in the physical journey of these spiritual ancestors of ours. In this way, this book is really a spiritual roadmap for me personally, as what I am writing here are truths that I recognize to be spiritual realities in store for me, but realities that remain to be worked deeply within me. That article led to two additional articles, one on possessing the Promised Land and the other on living in the Promised Land. Those four articles, the wilderness, entering the Promised Land, possessing the Promised Land, and living in the Promised Land, in revised form, comprise the primary body of this book, along with a companion chapter, Life in Our Promised Land, which unpacks some of the specifics that we encounter as part of the life of the Kingdom of Heaven in our day. This is a book about a journey that I and you are on if you are being faithful to Him who has called you. The specifics of this journey are different for each one of us, but the spiritual realities will be recognized by all. We begin in spiritual Egypt. Egypt, for some of us, may be a hedonistic lifestyle of drug use, crime, or self-absorbed materialism. Others may have been caught up in any of a myriad of dead-end humanistic philosophies. Most of you were, or maybe still are, heavily steeped in any of the more than 40,000 religious denominations that make up what is erroneously called the Christian Church. For some, you have discovered that you are in Egypt, even within the church that you still attend. You may be hearing a call to leave and wondering if this could possibly be God. Others have already left to be tested further and will wander some more. Regardless of the specific nature or location of your Egypt, you have been called out of that place. You have been called to a journey of faith that will require different types of wilderness wanderings before you reach the land of destiny that God has for you. Moreover, during your time of captivity in Egypt, you took in and came to believe many things which God must purge from you. Not only must you come out of Egypt, but Egypt must come out of you. This is one of the purposes of the wilderness. Then, coming into view is the land of promise. Contrary to what most of us have been taught, however, when you spy out the Promised Land, possibly by talking to others who have ventured on this journey before you. You discover that Canaan's land is not some place of bliss to which we go after we die. You discover that it is indeed a place of destiny that God has prepared for us, but one that must be conquered. There are enemies in this land of Canaan. However, God has promised to go before us and overcome them as we remain faithful to Him. I remember as a young child, when traveling any distance with my family, I would follow our journey on the map by drawing a line along the route as we traveled. As we would come into a town or city, I would mark that city with an X, and so it would go throughout our journey. Today, modern GPS systems track our location on a virtual map, so it is not necessary to do this, which, of course, takes the fun out of it. And so I invite you to explore with me a roadmap depicting some of the highlights along the way. What follows is a spiritual roadmap of the journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. While your experiences may not correspond to the circumstances described in the details of this book, I am confident that you will recognize the major landmarks and contours nonetheless. I am sure that I only see in part, and you have experienced much that I never will. I would love to hear about your journey and hope you may be inspired to write it down to share with others as we, together, negotiate the spiritual terrain. After all, we are living epistles to be read by men. Charles Fopple, Prairie Grove, Arkansas, November 2018. End of introduction.